I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The number of people who need help surviving another day rose 40% this year. COVID-19 made life even harder for the world's most vulnerable people groups. Peter is a Christian worker serving in East Africa with World Concern. He says millions of people were already suffering from years of prolonged drought followed by record-setting floods. And then came the locusts.
Now with COVID-19 coming in, building on those, it has been quite a challenge.
Religious restrictions prevent World Concern workers from sharing the gospel, but those barriers can't stop the Holy Spirit.
We may not be able to talk about the kingdom of God and Jesus Christ, but the need that we provide, we've been able to come so close with the community because of the work that we do, because the values that World Concern stands for.
And in Lebanon, spirits remain low despite holiday decorations and Christmas cheer. Lily Mulkey with Resurrection Church, Beirut.
There's a lot of hopelessness in Beirut. You can see that in people's eyes, how they're speaking, how they interact with each other. People are hopeless. And we pray that the church would bring the hope of Jesus to them and help them know that He is the only solution.
Resurrection Church Beirut partners with Heart for Lebanon to reach refugees for Christ. They also work closely with Sat7 to reach Arabic speakers through satellite TV and online media. The church began using digital media for ministry in 2016. Then the COVID-19 pandemic sent their efforts into overdrive. Find social media ministry ideas in the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.